Hello, welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya Sultan from Emirates NBD's CIO Office Fixed Income Desk. This week has been dubbed as the most important week for the market. While the market is focusing on FOMC meeting and US jobs data, there are three other things that investors should be keenly following: US-China trade talks, forward-looking indicators, and the outlook for future earnings. While the 25 basis cut is fully priced in the market, it is more important to understand the guidance around what policy moves are likely to come next and why. If the guidance proves hints about the start of an easing cycle, we could witness a fresh rally in emerging market credit and high-yield assets. However, we anticipate a single rate cut and guidance to talk about further rate cuts to be dependent on macroeconomic data. There is still no expectation of any concrete outcomes of the US-China trade talks, especially since the meeting is happening at Shanghai and not Beijing. Instead, it will be interesting to follow the nuanced signal from both sides at the end. This would affect long-term global trade outlook and could provide a template for further discussion between US-EU and Korea-Japan trade disputes. Wednesday's PMI data is leading indicator for markets. Even though manufacturing's contributions to overall GDP is on the decline currently, PMI data indicates manufacturing contraction in more than 28 countries, which contribute to 60% of the world's GDP. Typically, contraction in the sector foreshadows a slowdown in demand and subsequent drag on the growth parameters. While asset prices have been increasing, the estimates for earnings guidance for Q3 2019 continue to be downgraded, and Q3 is set to be the first quarter of shrinking earnings for the S&P 500 since December 2015. According to analysts, Q4 2019 and Q1 2020 earnings guidance are still pretty high and continue to fall. Hence, we believe credit selection is a key and like defensive sectors within the corporate bond markets. The Bank of Japan held its policy rates unchanged as expected while providing lower inflation forecasts. It also left unchanged its pledge to keep interest rates extremely low through at least spring 2020. In its quarterly report, the Bank of Japan alluded to protectionism and the resultant trade war has increased risk to inflation and economic activity. On the macro data front, today is light in terms of US, with only household income data coming up. In the Eurozone, the market will be looking at inflation data of Germany and GDP growth of France. In the primary bond issuance market, Export-Import Bank of India, rated Baa2 by Moody's and BBB- by S&P, has mandated lead managers to arrange a series of roadshows commencing today to be followed by senior notes offering under its GMTN program, subject to market conditions. Closer to home, GEMS, Minasa, books are open for a dual tranche 7 non-call 3 offering in USD and Euro currencies. Initial price guidance is 7.5% for US dollar notes and 5% for euro denominated notes. Thank you and have a great day.